Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, has sharply criticized the Punjab government's decision to allocate 730 million rupees for the purchase of bulletproof vehicles, calling it a symbol of extravagant spending amid worsening economic conditions for the general public. In a statement, Shayan Bashir, head of PTI Punjab's media cell, condemned the move as a blatant display of anti-people governance. He said the government's priorities are misaligned with the needs of the population, who are facing critical shortages of affordable flour, electricity, and medicine. Bashir highlighted that over 35 million people in Punjab live below the poverty line, and a 15% tax on medicines has further restricted access to healthcare. He pointed to alarming maternal mortality rates, 165 deaths per 100,000 births, as well as rising costs in the agricultural sector, with farmers grappling with a 25% increase in fertilizer prices, higher water bills, and poor returns on wheat. Unemployment has crossed 7.5%, yet the government continues to spend lavishly on itself instead of addressing the basic needs of the people, Bashir said, adding that many communities still lack clean drinking water and sufficient food. He also recalled a previous approval of 7.5 billion rupees for luxury vehicle procurement, alleging a continued lack of transparency from the Punjab Finance Department. On July 7, Bashir submitted a formal request for records related to the purchase and usage of the vehicles. In its reply, the department denied responsibility and referred the matter to other government bodies. This response either reflects dangerous administrative incompetence or a deeply rooted corruption scandal, Bashir stated. He accused the department of violating the Right of Access to Information Act, 2017, which obligates public institutions to disclose such information. Bashir also criticized Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz, accusing her administration of masking systemic corruption with populist rhetoric. "This is undeniable evidence of administrative dishonesty," he said. He vowed that PTI Punjab would pursue legal and constitutional avenues, as well as public protest, to challenge what he termed exploitative governance.